grass bags.
Right. How about names? Any names for Protestants? How about fundamentalists? Any names for fundamentalists?
All I can think of is revivalists, and I don't think that fits in there.
How about names for English?
Limeys.
Irish.
Mix.
Names for Scandinavians. Derogatory.
Herring chokers.
Names for Germans.
Krauts.
Any others?
Hans.
Any others?
No.
Okay. How about for French?
Frogs.
For Poles.
Polacks.
Italians.
Dagos, Waps.
Names for Greeks?
No.
Okay, names for Bohemians?
Bohunks.
Names for Spaniards?
Spicks.
Does that mean Spaniard to you?
Only Spaniards to me.
What would you call Puerto Ricans? Or Mexicans?
Wetbanks.
Okay.
And I know that isn't really right, but I mean, that's, if I had to use a term mm-hmm. like that.
All right, how about names for Orientals?
Chinks.
For all of them, huh? You call them all chinks? Any kind of an Oriental? Wouldn't necessarily have to be Chinese.
Yes.
Okay. Names for a rustic?
Hayseed. Hick.
Or the common name that they use now for people who come up from the South, poor whites from the South.
Well, hillbilly, but that to me is an entirely different...
What does the word hillbilly mean to you?
It means to me someone from Carolina or Tennessee or Kentucky or one of those areas.
Mountain region, from a mountain region then?
Well, down there, yes. Yes, yes, a mountain region. I don't consider these.
These are and are these people all of a similar socioeconomic class?
Yes.
Too? They're poor. I mean.
Yes, they're poor and uneducated and underprivileged.
Okay. The man who brings
emotional
the
emotional kind of.
Okay. No. Right. The man who delivers the
mailman.
The man who picks up the refuse.
The garbage boys.
Okay. And someone's rushing you, you might say, just a...
Take it easy.
Just a
minute.
You're on a train coming, going into the city here, and you, this city just to the south here. You say, you might ask the conductor, how, what is it to where?
How far is it to Chicago?
And do you use look here or see here?
Mm-hmm.
What do you usually say instead of that? Fooling around, especially with a kid. You have an expression you say. You say it to the cat, too. Quite frequently.
I don't know. Pass out?
Yeah.
Well, that isn't really...
But I mean, it's used in that. It would be
oh,
used
yeah.
as it, you use that where someone
watch
else.
Watch out now.
Yeah, where someone else might say, "Look here" or "See here."
Yeah,
now.
Or watch out
yeah.
now.
Okay, you want to know the frequency something is done? You might say, "How?"
How often?